Lesson 21, Giving from a Redeemed Heart. Giving is the fruit of a redeemed life. When we experience a heart transformation, we will also discover an open wallet. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Luke 12:34. Conversely, where our heart is, there will our treasure be. I was told of a tight-fisted individual who was converted and baptized. He became a wonderful example of an open-handed, giving Christian. When asked what had made the difference, he remarked that when he was immersed, he still had his wallet in his back pocket, and it was baptized as well. When God grants us a new heart, a new wallet will follow. As new creatures in Christ, we will find ourselves thinking of others and their needs. That is the beginning of loving our neighbors as ourselves. 2 Corinthians 5:17 teaches, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And 2 Corinthians 9:7, "Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." There are many ways to love our neighbors, and there are many needs besides financial needs. These lessons are geared toward how we spend God's money, and so we are going to focus on that aspect. Historically, giving without any expectation of return, which is a good definition of love, is a uniquely Christian virtue that has transformed our world, as Alvin J. Schmidt documents in his book, Under the Influence, How Christianity Transforms Civilization. Most people today have little sense of how their lives have benefited from Christianity's influence and why Christianity deserves credit for many of the humane, social, scientific, and cultural advances in the Western world in the last 2,000 years. Some unrecognized contributions of Christianity include 1. Bringing sanctity to human life by opposing the Greco-Roman practices of abortion, infanticide, child abandonment, and suicide. 2. Raising the level of sexual morality and giving dignity to human life. 3. Giving freedom and dignity to women. 4. Founding the first hospitals in the 4th century. 5. Originating universities and higher education. 6. Bringing dignity and honor to labor. 7. Spawning and developing modern science. 8. Condemning slavery and inspiring its abolition. 9. Producing major contributions to art, architecture, music, and literature. Give what we can. We don't need to wait until we are wealthy to give. My father-in-law used to say, "If you don't give when you have $2, you won't give when you have $200. The January 2005 issue of Money Matters, published by Crown Financial Ministries, had a similar headline. People who do not give philanthropically as youngsters are less likely to do so as they mature and age. So let's develop a habit of giving early and often, and when God does provide us with more funds, we will already have cultivated the practice of being cheerful givers. I began practicing giving what I could while a young Christian and continue to give to this day. Faithfulness in little things prepares us for bigger things. Luke 16:10 teaches, "He that is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much." And Luke 19:17 adds, "He said to him, 'Well done, good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. Perhaps this helps us understand the widow's mite. She certainly was rewarded, not for how much she gave, but for giving what she could when she didn't have much. Luke 21:2 and 3 chronicles, "He saw a poor widow put in 2 small copper coins, and he said, Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. Left hand and right hand. When we give, we should do it without fanfare. That way, God gets the glory, and no one will ask you for money. When someone has been praying in secret, it is a wonderful thing to see God answer the same way. I have been on both ends of many of these situations. I have been the one praying who became a grateful recipient, and I have been the channel for God's answer and experienced the satisfaction of knowing I had worked with God by giving. Matthew 6, verses 2 through 4. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. When you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Recently, I learned that most nonprofit ministries receive 40% or more of their donations for the entire year in 1 month, December. I can think of two reasons for this. The first is that many self-employed individuals don't know how much they have made until they meet with their accountant at the end of the year. And secondly, it is the last opportunity to make a tax-deductible donation. Let me encourage you to consider giving regularly as a part of your monthly budget. This makes it easier for the ministries you are supporting to plan and be effective. And since these ministries are a part of your regular budget, it is easier to explain to solicitors representing other worthwhile causes that all of your money which you set apart for giving has been allocated already. Research. Before you give to an organization, do your homework. Researching is much easier with the advent of the internet. I recommend two sources. The first is the EFCA, which stands for Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, and the other is Charity Navigator. Both of these organizations will provide you with pertinent information about many of the nonprofit Christian ministries operating today. Another lesson I have learned, which we will develop more in another segment, is to pray before giving. Just because you are aware of a need doesn't mean you have to meet it yourself. There is a definite balance between having an open hand and being led by the Spirit. First of all, as a husband, I have to remember that my top priority is my family. When I used to sell books and educational resources as our main source of income, it was very tempting to give away books to a needy family that I would encounter. But we were a needy family as well. I felt impressed by the Holy Spirit to check with my wife first before giving away resources that were needed by my own family. Sometimes God just wants you to pray. It may be that He wants to provide in a different way. It is a good thing to be willing to meet someone's felt need. However, since we don't want to get ahead of God's best for that individual that we are concerned about, it is a good idea to ask God first. John Bunyan was reputed to have said, "You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed." Let's close in prayer. Father, your word says in James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Give us wisdom to know when to give and how to give. Cause us to be led by your good Spirit in this crucial area. Most of all, transform our hearts as well as our wallets so that we will be cheerful, faithful givers. Amen.